Leonard and his friends have escaped the evil cult of Rufus and his arm blind children of the Evernight. Their sightless escape led them into a treacherous mountain pass, all the while dragging a child along as a hostage.
Let me go, you fucking perverts!
Whoa, hey, no swearing on Christmas. Every time you swear, Jesus cries. And as we all know, his tears will put out his birthday candle. Does nobody know that song?
Fuck your Jesus!
Just kill the kid now so we can see our way around.
I know I expressed some doubts before, guys, but we just can't kill kids.
Come back here, you little son of a... F!
Later, losers!
Oh my God, dude, did he fall down a crevasse? That little fucker had a lot of juice. Look, he practically lit up an entire city.
More like an entire mountain. Where are we?
I don't know, but we better make as much distance between us and the Evernight cult as we possibly can.
Back at the Satanist orphanage, Magister Rufus is throwing a tantrum. After successfully summoning the monster and plunging the world into darkness again, their celebration was short-lived.
How did our captives escape? How?
Magister, it appears they entered the icy hills of solitude, but they're likely to fall down one of the Earth's many butt cracks in there.
Oh, this won't do, Frankie! I swear I can smell another virgin among them. I must have him for my next ritual. Bring me Large Marvin.
Are you sure? He's dangerous.
Dispatch him at once. Tell him to bring back the virgin pure and kill the others.
With their path now lit up from the death of the blind child, Leonard and his friends find their way past the treacherous mountains and decide to make a last stand at an abandoned carnival. They fortify their positions with elaborate traps, knowing that they're being pursued.
Antonia hates Alfonso. What were you thinking putting them together?
Look, I just didn't want to break us up. We're a power couple.
Whoa, we are not a couple.
She's kidding.
All right, dum-dum. I'll be the lookout and you spring the trap when I say.
How'd you know I had a pocket full of dum-dums? You want one? They got PCP in them, though.
I don't want your lace lollies. Wait a minute. I see movement.
Merry Christmas! Guess who got grenades in his stocking this year? Me, Large Marvin.
Look at how tiny that guy is. His gun covers his whole body.
Shh, he'll hear us before we spring the trap.
Oh, pull the trap now? Okay.
No!
He's using his gun as a surfboard. Look at him go.
Whoop-ha! There you are. Which one of you is the virgin?
Oh, that's her.
I am not. Remember I fucked the cretin?
Yeah, and then you ate his dick.
You guys disgust me. Maybe both of you deserve to die.
What are you doing? Are you using me as a human shield?
Oh, fuck.
Get back here, you coward.
We shouldn't have put these traps on the rides. He wants to kill us, not enjoy the carnival.
You're so right. And beautiful. I'm not trying to say that I want to go past the friendship stage. Power friends, right?
Shut the fuck up. He's coming this way.
What is this? I love teacups!
He's on the ride! Pull the string!
Whee! This is fun! Oh, this is fun! Ah! Oh, whoa! Ooh. Ah, ah! No! No! I'm afraid of heights! Ow, oh, it burns! Oh, that's gonna leave a mark! My shoes! Owie, ow! Mouse traps? Skype! A bear trap! Really? Oh.
This is my house, and I'm going to defend it. Roxy, do you get that? Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone. Oh, guys, he shot Antonia. Put her down there. Is she breathing?
There was nothing I could do, literally nothing. I even tried to shield her.
Come on, Antonia, fight! Fight for your life, come on!
She's still alive. We need to get her some help!
Our heroes had bested Rufus's most experienced child soldier, but at great cost. Antonia is barely clinging to life, and our group is about to lose the only member with a moral compass. Episode 4 of Enter the Dark featured the talents of Matt Johnson, Kelsey Abbott, Jackie Buscarino, Justin Roiland, Bill Kopp, Jessica DeChico, Sevon Najarian, and Abed Gaith.